last week when I was having dinner with my daughter when I randomly received a message when I posted a moment from the social media timeline regarding taking my daughter to the beach and making sure she was having a blast. And I recorded it a moment and I put it on social media, and this girl reached out of the blue. You know, it seems as if any postings you do, it kind of reminds somebody of you being around. And this is a person that I talked to earlier this year, one of the few people that I went on a date with. And during that first date encounter, they told me, listen, I don't want to go forward with you because I currently have my mind on somebody else. I'm like, okay, I respect that. When someone comes at me honestly and tells me the truth, when they were maybe entertaining our connection and decides that at the end it's good to talk to you, it's good to possibly have a plan B, but right now I'm not nowhere near that. And next thing you know, I didn't hear from her. Excuse me. Which is totally understandable. Again, I mean, it's very rare in my experiences that women want to stay friends with guys. Are they cordial, or are they going to be, especially if they're in a work environment where they see each other? Absolutely. But it's you know, the other end of it where they're looking for you and trying to hang out and do things with you, that's going to cut out. Because the opposite genders, there's certain limits to that. And you kind of know when you're in that interest zone or not. So with this particular person, she was 26, like 15, 16 years, 16 year, younger. I mean, 26, what? 26, I'm 42. So you're 17? 17, look at that. My dumbass, 17 year difference. But she's very attractive. We're mutually attracted. We have great convo. And it's one of those deals. I'm not going to say no. Like I said, I'll date older. I'll date younger. So, yeah, she's 26. But she came at me. And we were talking. And that's the thing about it, is that I put it on the other person. Because I know women, when they're interested, they're interested. They're not halfway out the window. They're not. In my experiences, women, when they know they're interested with you, they're going to let you know. You give them an inch, they'll take 3 feet. As far as making plans, as far as getting with you and seeing you in one way, shape, or form. If it's not on the weekend, okay, can I see you during the week? You know, if I can't see you during the day, can I see you at night? They look for things like that because they're trying to see you. They're trying to build that connection. So when I noticed that this girl was backing out and she was having some key words that she was saying through our dialogue and text, which was, this is all through the second go round when she starts reconnecting with me again and says, you know what? I'm just kind of trying to figure it out. I'm trying to figure myself out. Okay. I know what that means. Even though you reached out to me and you're trying to figure yourself out. Okay. Then there's another one where she says, I'm just not ready to date anything. You know, I'm not ready to get into anything. And those are the two main components. So I eventually started going down that rabbit hole when I get these key indicators of what the girl is kind of not wanting to entertain with me in a nice way. Then I go and say, so, you know, what do you think of us then? You know, what do you think of us reconnecting? What hesitations do you have? Because I usually counter that conversation with excuses, and I usually say what I just said about women letting it be known if they want somebody or not. And then she goes, yeah, I agree. Like, women, we know what we want. And then I'll just put it back on them. So it's interesting, since you agree with me that women know what they want, they know how to, they go and get it. And here we are talking to me. Why don't you feel you have that shift? You know, like I set the trap up in a way. And she goes ahead, well, it's a little bit of the age, is a little bit of the you having a kid. And that didn't bother me at all. You know, that's the part that didn't bother me, believe it or not, because it's something that I already know about myself. I have kids, and if you're not with my parenting lifestyle, then I understand. No offense taken. And age, and when you have a 16, 17 year difference, and you know, that person has some feelings about, man, you know, when he's 56 and I'm 40, you know, how is this going to all turn out? I get it. So, but the problem that I had with her that bothered me was the fact that she knew these things already. This wasn't breaking news. This was something that she knew from the day she talked to me. Can you imagine that? The girl knew exactly everything about me because I'm very transparent and I'm very direct. And she went ahead and friend zoned me and disappeared. Then she comes back again after the breakup. And check this out. The guy that she was with was two-timing her with somebody else. And then that other person ended up getting pregnant. Yeah. So the guy that she was, the first of all, the guy that she left me for, I even go back further on that story. So she, when she told me, I got my mind on somebody, she ended up committing back to that guy only to find out that just wasn't her thing. Okay. So during that transition of leaving that guy, there was another hottie that came in. Obviously, I wasn't involved. And I guess they were in a relationship, but the new guy was jealous of the old guy as far as because she was still interacting from a business level. I mean, this is getting into Twilight soap opera level, isn't it? I mean, it's like, get to the point. And so basically she got two-timed by the guy and went ahead and reached out to me. I don't know her rhyme or reason for that, but it's not as if I all of a sudden became childless. And it's not as if I became 25, 26, or even 30. These things were continuous in my life. So I don't know what the heck will get into you. Is it the curiosity? Is it just wanting the attention? Just to feel that great connection to make you feel good? You know, what is it about you coming back to me and talking to me, knowing damn well that you don't have any fucking intentions of going there with me? I don't, and nothing has changed on my end as far as what I communicate and what I say. And that's where the flip-flopping for me is amazing with women. It really is. And they get away with it, though. They get away with it simply because the power that sex has over them. Sex has over men. And, you know, men just do the stupidest shit, like George Wallace would say. And it's one of those where I look at and I say, gosh. And in this cool point, you know what I ended up doing with this girl? Realizing that she was just flipping. I just said to her, we got into a little bit of a discussion, disagreement about boys being boys. And I had a podcast about that. And when I said that, and she acknowledged that it's true, like us women, we want attention. We fear rejection. I never heard from her again, okay? Because I basically show her up. I basically show her that I know the game plan. I know how you operate. I know how you think. I know what you see of this. I just had you come out with the answers in a very direct and indirect way. But you don't even know it, so checkmate. And at the end, it doesn't matter because I don't win a prize. If I win, I just go ahead and lose her because she's not going to want to be with me. She knows I'm not interested, as she has been exposed to some extent to her true intentions, which was getting attention and maybe feeling it out with you, but I'm not sure. And I just don't play that game. It's a shame because most guys would play that game. Like most guys would have been asking her what the weekend she had in store and what's going on. And I did ask her what was going on this weekend. And she said, I got something going on Friday. And then I got something going on Saturday. So if something falls out on Saturday, I'll let you know. Basically, is I got a lot of shit going on. But if all of a sudden I'm bored and I just want to hang out, then I'll give you a ring. So again, these are the signs that you got to look for. And it was funny because I was talking to my friend about it. He was kind of reminiscing about a situation he was in where he was really trying to make that situation work with somebody that was emotionally stringing him along, just being manipulative. And that woman just didn't want to do anything with him other than just enjoy his conversation and have him emotionally strung along. And the moment he tried to be with somebody else, that woman will go ahead and pull on his strings. And that's and he realized it many years later after many trials and errors with that and a lot of bad things happening. He realized that, man, because we talked about that when we were in our 20s. And he was like, man, you're right, man. All that stuff he used to tell me, man, is so true. I'm like, yeah. I mean, listen, I didn't know much about marriage, what do's and don'ts in marriage. But as far as it came to how to court women and to read the ones that are out there doing no good, it was easy for me because I ran into those experiences. I ran into those women that, just suck it out of you, the niceness. They'll go ahead and want you to be there for them emotionally and just give them that void that they're not getting from whomever they're really interested in. So they friend zone you because at the end they don't want to let you go because you provide an element that the guy is not able to give, the guy that they love, and wishing that they would give them that, but at the end they're not gonna be able to leave because they're just too attached emotionally to that guy and making it work, and they just feel love is supposed to be that way. Well, whatever the methodology is in the current dating scene, that's what I see, and it hasn't changed since those times. So again, I know how to play the game, I just choose not to. And it's a shame because a lot of women, it's so clear to me, but the men just don't care. Like, the men just say, well, you know what, that the game is the game. Like, I'm just gonna put my quarters in and play. All right, you know, and I get it. At the end, people need that companionship. People say it's worth getting it, you know, dealing with all the stuff that they bring and all the hard work that I have to put in. It's so worth it. And the way I look at it is, hey, listen, if you want to go chase your free woman, hashtag free pussy, go ahead. Because at the end, we all know you're going to be paying for it. We all know you're going to be dealing with headaches. And I'll close with this because I was seeing this podcast. This is one podcast I listened to where Joe Rogan is, where they're doing a sober October, where they basically is that they go sober without drugs, without drinking or anything like that. And it's pretty much for one guy. One guy in the group of their friends is not very good, or they're trying to help him get to a point of sobriety and to get a better living. And it's just become a pretty cool thing for those guys to do. But unfortunately, they become very obsessive during that month. And what happens when you get obsessive, like I've always said this about myself, when you get obsessive about a challenge, about things that you do, you can't be a good husband. You can't be a good father. And even though it's short term, even though it's only for a month, and the women and the wives can have the other 11 months, for whatever reason, they bitch because of that 1 month the guy has to do those things. I'm not saying that he has other things going on, but it's like, dude, this is not something that is bad. It's intense, sure, but and I don't know. I'm just saying, for the woman, there's no support of that. Like they're complaining. They were doing a podcast about it. And they were just complaining about the fact that how they become too competitive, and it just takes up a lot of time. They're just basically whining about it. And I'm saying to myself, see, like, that's the stuff that I just don't want to be a part of. That's the thing that it's not worth it to me. I get anxiety when I think about it, when I think about my past. Like, let's say I'm around my ex and she wants to talk about something like that. I mean, I get anxiety, dude, because that. I'm telling you, man, that world, man, like, to me, it just doesn't make sense. Like, it makes sense with the right person, with the right connection, with the right understanding. But when and I'm going to do a podcast about that, where there's different conversation types or communication types, it was very interesting because it was talking about one category where it's like, well, this is direct communication and indirect communication, meaning that some people communicate indirectly. So if they want you to do a favor, they'll never say, hey, do this for me. Can you do this for me? Most of the time, they'll say, hey, man, I just had a bad situation and I just need a ride somewhere, but I just don't know what to do. Right? That's instead of saying, hey, man, I need a ride, man. Can you help me? They're not very direct about it. And she's saying that's a big... It was very interesting, man. I didn't go into that reading, and I'll probably do a podcast about it the other day. But yeah, like, just knowing that miscommunication is there and all these bad experiences or bad feelings that I had during that time, it just reminds me of that. It's not a good feeling at all, man. It's weird. And I guess when it comes to just the aspect of freedom and being happy and doing what we're doing right now, like, I was actually in my car and I was saying to myself, gosh, man, you're so lucky to be here, you're so lucky to be alive and going through this fast food restaurant getting you a drink, you know, like, it was just so cool. I went to see the Joker in El Camino, so I'll do that, I'll talk about that about another time. But it's just, life is good, man, and I just don't want to fall back into feeling a certain way like I did that wasn't very positive for me and my well-being.